7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
It's not the correct time. Actually, it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, 1930. Dubious Goals Committee time. I am not Hello Kitty. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And that sounds like a pretty fun thing, because it is. But now I need to pour some tea. Yeah, it's tea drinking time for me. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, what am I drinking? The Yinding Kaiguanyin. It's good. But these leaves are starting to leaf out. So I might switch to something else a little bit later. Here in another... How long is it going to take me to drink the rest of this? Oh, probably right about the time Dubious Goals Committee gets over, I'm going to have to make some more tea. What am I going to make today? I don't know. I'm thinking about... Just thinking about it, but I don't know. I might go with the High Mountain Oolong. I don't know. It all depends on how adventurous I feel like being today. Ah, so yummy. Speaking of adventure, I opened up one of the new bags of high chews yesterday. Last night. And I had the two new flavors of fruit pieces high chews. These are the high chews that have actual fruit in them, little pieces of real fruit in the candy themselves. Oh, good tea. And so I had a piece of, what was it, orange tangerine and a piece of red apple strawberry. And the flavors were good. And there was little fruity bits in them. And I kind of liked the orange and tangerine one. The red apple and strawberry one was a little bit weird. That's a strange combination, apple and strawberry. And then, of course, the piece of fruit that I got in that particular piece of candy was just an apple skin. Just about a 5 millimeter by 5 millimeter piece of apple skin. Which, you know, that is a piece of fruit, so, you know, this is good marketing. Good marketing. Oh, what is this? Hello? What's happening? Yeah, so can you hear that? There's somebody outside the door. Yanging at me. What is... All right, so I guess we need to go out and see what's happening outside the studio/office. I'll put the microphone down here. Maybe we can hear some kitty yings.
Well, hello, babies. What you doing?
All right, well, I guess my cat doesn't want to meow into the microphone. So I'm following my cat. And the cat is, of course, going up the stairs.
Bro, I hear you brooping at me.
And now she's walking the long way around the kitchen so she can come in the other door. In my magical two-door kitchen.
And what does a kitty want, I wonder? Oh, my goodness, I don't know what a kitty wants. Oh, yams. You want some yams? Kitties don't eat yams. Kitties eat ducks and other birds. Oh, you want some water? Okay.
Turns out, what a surprise, my cat wants some water. So we'll grab the water jug here and we'll pretend to pour some water into the cup.
Look at that. Look, that's real water flowing in there. Oh, look at that flow rate. Oh my goodness. Drink it up.
Drink it. You need to drink it. Drink the damn kitty water. Oh, and it spilled a little bit. You can drink it anyway.
It's not gonna get you.
You need to just drink it. You need to be Drink Baby McDrinkins. Thirsty Baby McDrinks. There you go. There you go. And just like yesterday, we will now listen to my cat drinking the kitty water. Fascinating radio. Okay, so this means I can leave the kitchen. And I think we'll head down into the main room so we can check on our football games. It's a lovely Saturday. Oh, and the game just got over. And, oh boy, they really came out of nowhere at the end, didn't they, Aston Villa? Boy, this was a slow game, except for the last 10 minutes. And it went wacky. All right, so now what's on? What's happening? Oh, we got to wait for the... Oh, my goodness gracious. Watford is absolutely slaughtering Manchester United. That's hilarious. And the kitty followed me down here. Wait, what's that face? Why are you look? No, God! Oh, that's kitty. No kitty attacks! No kitty attacking me! Stop. No, what? I'm being attacked by my cat. Okay. I can't. I'm standing here, and the cat. Okay, what are you doing, Dingins? You wackiness? You're so wacky. All right, I'm no longer being attacked, but yeah. Oh, you're going to do a flop? Are you going to do a power flop? Oh, my cat Pippa has done the power flop. What she does is she rubs the side of her face up against the floor for a while, and then she flops onto her back really hard. And hi, and then you roll back and forth, and you flip over back and forth. You're a good kitty. You're so wacky. You're a crazy kitty nuts. Okay, so the cat's being wacky. Why were you attacking me? Because attacking is fun? Yeah, you're a predator. You're a predator cat. And I'm trying to watch football. And what's this cat doing? I don't know. What I really need to know is how... Oh, no. Yeah, okay, no. Brentford drew. That's good. That's good. Oh, my God. Watford got another goal. Yay. Brentford. Jeez, that was a high-scoring game. 3-3. But it's a draw, so only 1 point for Brentford. All right. Pippa, what's the next game that comes on, and when does it come on? Pippa says, I don't know. I'm not the TV. Okay, yeah. We got plenty of time. Because at least it looks like... Worry, you don't have to worry for a while. Yeah, okay. We got 34 minutes before the next game.
We gotta watch Liverpool.
In 36 minutes, 34, 33 minutes. Put that on your kitty calendar. That's good, baby.
Ah, my foot, ow! It's kitty attack.
Oh my God, it's feral cat face. Why are you doing the feral cat face? My cat is attacking me again. Don't attack, it's attacking my feet. Oh, God. Yeah, my cat has bitten my... Here we go. My cat has bitten my feet a couple times now. And I'm starting to have my allergic reaction. Yay. I can feel that funny feeling in my sinuses. I can feel the angioedema starting to form in my throat.
Yeah, why are you doing kitty attacks?
And all I'm trying to do is go back into the... Ow!
Ow! Stop biting my... Ow!
And now...
So why are you biting my hand, dingus? My hand is not kitty food.
I'm trying to go back into the office / studio so I can get my tea. And the cat won't let me leave this room. I'm trying to...
No, stop! You are being attacked, baby. Why are you being attacked, baby? It's a good kitty. Can I just go in the other room for a minute? I'm going to come right back. And we can do... No, jeez.
I hope I don't have...
No, baby. Ow! 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 Stop attacking! Ow, me! Ow. Now your claw... Ow, your claw is stuck in my hand. Thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm... No, what are you doing? I'm trying to do dubious radio committee. This is not kitty attack committee. This is not kitty attack committee. Oh my God, I feel like I'm facing down. No, no, ow, ah! So here's the cat's new, ow! The cat's new strategy is to bite my foot, and then when I put my hand down, then she attacks my arm and sinks her teeth into my hand. What are you doing? What the hell is happening here today? You're being bad, baby. Ow. Okay, I've been released, but I don't know if I can move. I need to get back into the studio / office so I can get my tea and tea. Ow! Ow! Stop biting my hand. Why are you being bite, baby? You're vampire kitty baby businesses. Okay. Okay, there go my sinuses. We're having an allergic reaction now. No attacking the feet. Don't attack my feet, please. Am I going to have to wear shoes? Am I going to have to get some cowboy boots to prevent you from attacking my ankles? Oh my God. Why are you stalking around here like some kind of... Oh, that reminds me of something else I have to tell you. Okay. The cat is 1 meter away from me, facing the other direction. We're just going to sit here for a minute to see what happens. And I'll tell you what I saw when I was coming back from the store a couple days ago. I went to the grocery store... I don't remember what night that was. What's that night? Tuesday or Wednesday night. Maybe it was Thursday. I don't know. Here we go with the sinuses. Having great full allergic reaction now. Maybe I'll die of anaphylaxis right here on and on radio. So anyway... I went to the store. Wait, I'm going to take this opportunity to sneak into the room through the other door. Oh my God. Yeah. So what am I doing in here? Yeah. Got to grab the stuff. Teacup. Put that in my pocket. Let's grab the thing. Oh, and I noticed I'm bleeding my hand where I've been attacked by a cat. Grab the teapot, and now maybe we can get out this door. Yeah, and she's not here. Where's that damn cat? Okay, here's what I was gonna tell you. So I went to the store the other night. You know, it gets so... I just walked by the cat and she didn't attack me, thank God. I was driving back from the store and it was dark. I wasn't really out all that late. It's just that it gets dark early at this time of year. And on the way back from the grocery store, I have to drive by a school. And, you know, being as it was night, the school wasn't open, but it was lit up. Oh my God, there's blood everywhere. God damn it, now we gotta clean up all this freaking blood. Oh, God damn it, and I got blood all over my clothes. Ah, damn it. Now we gotta do blood laundry. It's not even laundry. Oh, yeah, well, I guess it is sort of laundry day. I guess I shouldn't complain. Ah, damn it. But now we gotta go upstairs to clean all this blood up. Oh, yeah, look at you. You're just having a nice rest because you're such a good baby. All right, so I was driving back from the store, going by the school, which was all lit up. They leave some of the, you know, interior lights on. And this leaves a lighted background. And in front of the school, there are two statues. There's two small, catamounts on plinths. The mascot of the school is some kind of big cat. You know, they're like the Pumas or the Bobcats or something. Who knows? I don't even know. I feel terrible. Maybe they're the Panthers. As I wash all this blood off and try to figure out. Jeez. That's a lot of blood for a small cat attack. So anyway, as I'm driving by, there's the school. I see some motion, and I, you know, out of the corner of my eye, some peripheral vision type of action, and I look over, and I see a silhouette, and one of the cat statues, because they're the cougars or the pumas or the bobcats or whatever, got down off of its pedestal and was walking around. And I slowed down and I had to take a second look. And that's when I realized, no, that's not what's happening. There's just a dog up there that was like running between the two little statues. And the funny thing is you know, this dog was like a German Shepherd or a Husky or something. I couldn't actually see it. I could only see the silhouette, right? Next to the silhouettes of the cat statues, which was crazy. And so that was fun. That was fun. I sort of started having, I don't know, good Lord, some kind of H.P. Lovecraft moment. Wow, I have taken some cat hits. This is a bite puncture that's bleeding fairly well. This is claw. This is where my cat's claw got stuck in my wrist. This is another good gouge on this side. And this is where all the blood is coming from. Okay. Yeah. So I guess I'm going to be carrying this piece of paper towel around with me today to soak up the blood. Oh. It's been a bloody morning. And my game doesn't start for another 35 minutes, so we're good. Let's head on back down. Look at you. Oh, aren't you peaceful little love kitty? You're the attack cat. Attack cat thinks she's nice and cute now. And it's like, oh, you can't get me now because I'm a cute baby. Laying here in all my fluffiness. Guess what movie I got to see last night that I haven't seen in a while? Wild at Heart, starring Nick Cage and, what's her name? Laura. You know, she was in one of those dinosaur movies. I can't think of her name right now. Laura Dern. And, of course, Willem Dafoe. Great, great movie by David Lynch. Also known as the voice of Gus the Bartender on Family Guy. All right, I'm still bleeding. Cannot get the blood to stop. That's okay. Oh, and look what's on later. This is good. I caught part of this last night, but somebody, and I'm not sure who it is, has made a biography film of Dean Martin. And I caught part of it last night, and I thought, oh, this is kind of cool. And it's on again tonight here in a few hours. It's called Dean Martin, King of Cool. And what I saw last night was nice. So I'm going to watch that. That ought to be pretty good. Check out the rest of it and see what's going on. But for right now, I think we're going to need some music. And, our buddy Justin Johnson has done something interesting again. And this about to be pretty good. The classic Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water, Swamp Blues style. Thank you. good, very good. While that was playing, I took some hydroxyzine. I just noticed my foot is also bleeding. But now I think it's time for more music, and I want to get into some of the stuff I was listening to last night, which is some Carnatic singing. And these two brothers, the Maladi brothers, you guys are incredible. And I really want this band. I need these side men, or, well, it's mostly women and a guy. There's got a woman playing violin, got two younger women playing tambura, so it's a double tambura band. Awesome. Then you got the two percussionists, one guy playing the gatam, the clay pot drum, and you got one guy playing the mridangam, a word that's extraordinarily difficult for me to say. But I'm glad you got to hear me say it here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on a non-radio. My name is Tobe, and I might have to dress some more of these wounds from the cat attack earlier, and I gotta watch some football, so bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Free software. So tell all